Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Greg Cazera back on the show. Greg is he's become a great member of our Brain Trust now for about 5 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's an engineer and environmental expert. He's a spokesperson for the Cheryl Crescent USA, the Midwest states who are producing a lot of great petroleum, especially natural gas, and he always joins us, and he joins us and puts things in perspective with regard to our carbon, the carbon production that the United States is enjoying these days and is benefiting all of us. Greg, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you, Jim, really.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Greg, I just want to tell you one word. Plastics.
just one word.
Just one word, Benjamin. Plastics.
How old do you have
to be to know the meaning of that, right, Greg?
and you know, we've gone so far since even that movie. I mean, right now my wife got a knee replacement, and that plastics made it possible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, think about so one thing we have to establish is where plastics come from. Tell us where they come from.
They come from oil and gas and essentially fracking. We frack every well. So you got to have that process, but you got to have oil and natural gas because those are the petrochemicals. That's the feedstock for the plastics. And really, Jim, maybe what will help your listeners understand how critical this is, that is our defense against that coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because if you look at any TV clip they run, everybody's in these gowns. Well, those gowns that are disposable are made from plastic.
Well, think about this. Before plastics, everything was cloth, cotton probably, which is just absorbs everything, and all of the devices were either stainless steel or glass, right? Which all those things had to be washed. And maybe were and not disposed of. They were washed and reused over and over and over again. And you think about the history of infection over this millennia. And now look at how much less infection we have because we have plastics.
Oh, absolutely. When I was in the hospital for my surgery about 3 months ago, even my IV came wrapped in plastic.
Yep.
So I knew that it was
sterile. Yeah.
So, no, it's a big deal. And,
you know,
what everybody forgets about, they don't even think about things like solar panels and windmills, electric cars. Plastic makes all those things
possible. That's right. This is the reason why I have a hard time, or I can't discuss climate change with the people I call the zealots, the religious people, because they can't have a conversation like we're talking about right now where they say, okay, we admit that carbon is our friend. We just would like to move away from certain parts of carbon. If they can have that conversation with us, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody would complain if we could have an automobile that would be, you know, that we could use reliably and do what we need to do with it that would not put as much pollution in the air. No one would not like that. However, that would assume that it runs on electricity probably these days. Something has to make that electricity.
The inconvenient truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you think about what, there's nothing wrong with wind and solar, but it doesn't work 24/7. I mean, at midnight, I wouldn't have any power, and our wind wasn't blowing much last night. So at the end of the day, you got to have something, and that's where whether it's nuclear power, whether it's natural gas, and what we've seen in this country in the last 10 years, your listeners, the American consumer, has saved over $1.1 trillion because our natural gas prices have gone down. And because of that, you know, that's better for everybody, because what we're seeing is individual products, you know, what we get from the grocery store, mm-hmm. is all those prices have all been able to stay low because of cheaper natural gas. But, you know, what the rest of the story is, Consumer Energy Alliance put out a study. In those same 10 years where we were saving all this money and natural gas prices were going down, our CO2 footprint's also lowered. The United States has lowered its CO2 emissions by 14%, and we're the only country on planet Earth that's online to meet the Paris target.
That's right. And well, we've already met the Kyoto Accords, the 1998
Absolutely.
Kyoto Accords footprint, which nobody's talking about. None of my friends who are climate change zealous, the religious ones I'm talking about, none of them will talk about that. And to me, that's so dishonest that they won't recognize that. The United States, and let me tell you another thing that I think we should be talking about, Greg, and I can't get anybody else to talk about this. I never hear anybody talk about it in mainstream media. We should be measuring carbon based on economic production, based on GDP. If we measured carbon footprint based on GDP, the United States would look like the king of the hill. We would look like the most amazing carbon consumers in the world. What do you think?
Oh, you are so right. It's absolutely.
But nobody does that. Nobody. Why is that not a good idea? If we really want to get to the bottom of who's polluting this earth, and focus on those people, why wouldn't we be elevating the United States and praising the United States and talking about India, places like India and China and others?
Well, see, that's what disturbs me, because if this whole climate change business is as serious as those folks that we hear about every day want us to think, then why aren't they leading the way? Because that's exactly what we ought to be doing. Mm-hmm. And if we don't help India and China fix things, it doesn't matter what we do over here. If these guys are right, it's all over, because nobody's focused on India and China and fixing that problem. And we're the example. You are so right. We are the example. We're what people ought to be looking at and saying, wow, whatever you guys are doing, we need some of that. Because
and remember,
that's
folks,
the way to do it.
We've complied with Kyoto, and we're about to comply with Paris without ever having to sign either one of those. And some of the countries who signed those agreements, Greg, as you know, have defaulted on that agreement.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So... But you never hear that, folks. I'm not saying the climate isn't warming. I'm not sure whether it is or not. I'm just saying we can't have an honest discussion about it if we can't talk about all the things that are happening. 10:20 after, right back with Greg Cazera. More to come after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.